Hello guys, welcome to another Chuck D podcast, more than your normal martial arts gym. Just a quick little podcast tonight between sessions. I just wanted to talk about probably one of the best ways that if you're new to the sport, kind of getting going and getting training and learning faster. Now, I know there's lots of reasons why people train, and sometimes they come down for the kind of social side of things, but yeah, you're there to do a task and stuff. So if you want to learn more efficiently and quicker and better and get better quicker, which I assume that you do, then there's a particular kind of mindset to bring to a training session. Okay, now a little visualization that you can use when you're going into the gym. When you're going into the gym, think about leaving all your baggage outside. There's nothing else that you need to bring to a session. Just in like Japanese terms, they call it the empty cup. Okay, what you're trying to do is make sure that you're like a blank canvas, or your computer ready to be programmed. If you come in and you're already stressing about kind of money problems, or you've had a shit day, or you've been late for work, or you've been rushing around and you're late for the gym and stuff like that, then okay, there's a certain stress that kind of comes with that. But what we're trying to do is make sure that you're in the most efficient mindset possible. Okay. Now, there's a particular mindset that we're searching for, okay? And this is what we call learning state. When you're in learning state, you're going to be more effective at absorbing information, okay? So if you think about learning something that you enjoy doing, okay, there's a certain level of relaxation that comes with it, okay? If you're already stressed out, or you're struggling with it, or you're finding something too hard or too boring, then yeah, okay, you're gonna kind of start disengaging from it, or be too preoccupied with other plates that are spinning while you're trying to learn this new art, and you end up kind of scratching your head and struggling. So what we're saying is that when you come to the gym, Take a moment while you're sat in the car outside the gym. Just take 1 minute. That's all it takes. Okay, just clear your mind and say, right, okay, I'm here now. I'm here and I want to do a task. I want to do a task and I want to learn more efficiently. Okay, so I'm gonna leave all this stress, all this baggage behind. I'm gonna take 5 deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Calm down, and then you can approach your lesson with more clarity and more purpose. Okay. Then when you get into the gym, you have your warm up, you do your mobility, and you do all your stretching and that kind of thing before the class. And then when you're trying to learn a new technique, don't assume that you know the answer already, even if it's something really simple. So for the more experienced guys, even if it's just doing something like working off a jab and a push kick, or a jab and a low kick or something, you might kind of go through it and like kind of plod through, like as if you're saying, well, this is boring, this is below me. Even high level fights are won with good solid basics. So the better and more proficient you can get with the basics, then the better you're going to improve your movement patterns and things like that. Okay, then when you actually get into the practice time, if you spend all your time analyzing and overthinking your technique, okay, then you're basically activating the wrong part of your brain. If you go back to the flow state podcast, you'll hear me talk about the prefrontal cortex. It's the part of the brain, the front of the forehead, which analyzes. Okay, this is where we do all our kind of cerebral work. It's all our kind of where we analyze things and where we can process information. Now, the things that you're trying to do are a link between your mind and your body. Mm-hmm. That link between your mind and your body are the skill is that you're trying to nurture. Okay, so you don't need the analysis. You can kind of analyze this at a later date. One of the beautiful things that I had when I was training in Thailand is that I didn't speak much Thai and they didn't speak much English. So if I made a mistake, I either got a nod of approval or a look of sheer disgust on the trainer's face, and I just had to do it again. And that's as much communication as I had. Now, what this meant is that there was less time spent discussing or talking about angles or asking how I should step or where my weight is orientated or whatever. It was just kind of like a more of a trial and error basis. So I got to do loads and loads of repetitions, and I had to learn on the fly. Yeah, you learn as you go. Coming back to the flow state work, it's all about gathering information so that when you go to bed that night, you can process that information at an unconscious level, and then you're gonna learn it at a deeper level. Okay, now if you slow down and you pause after each combination and analyze it and go, oh well, that was okay, or I should have done this, I should have done that. What you've had to do is recognize the mistake, then translate that imagery or that internal self-talk into words so that you communicate that to your training partner. Your training partner has to acknowledge that, and then you can start getting into this kind of whirlwind of discussion about how good or how bad the technique was. All this is wasted time. As I say, every second counts. So every second you spend discussing is time not training. Okay? So this is where you want to be mindful over your training minutes. Okay, if you watch a training session for maybe an hour, how much of that hour is spent talking? How much of that hour is spent resting and recovering and stretching? How much of it, that time is spent actually physically learning? Okay, and when you realize how much time you spend actually physically learning, and then this programming task of the instructor telling you the drill and the technique to do, then you'll be more mindful of squeezing in as many repetitions as you can and trying to get fitter, stronger, more efficient and more proficient and firing those techniques off all that much quicker. Okay? So that's the best way to learn. And yeah, granted, okay, there's a time and a place to be like getting your nose to the grindstone and getting stuck in, getting involved and that kind of thing. And there's an element of the kind of social side where you have enjoy your time with your training partners and have a little chat and stuff. I mean, this sounds very intensive, and this is what I'm saying, is that there's a time and a place for this intensiveness. So if you want to learn quickly, then say, right, okay, I'm getting my head down and I'm focusing on my training, and I want to learn this and focus your attention on it so that you don't get distracted and make your time more valuable. And then, conversely, if you come in training and you're doing something that you kind of already know, it may not necessarily be a challenge, but there may be a little gem of detail in there that you need to refine or something like that. This is the crossover, or the one of the reasons why there's this slower development after, say, 5 or 10 years of training, because we lose that intensity, we lose that drive of learning something new, and you kind of fall into a little kind of whirlwind where you enjoy the social side, and you have a specific level of competence. You maybe don't get challenged that much, and if you're not getting challenged, then you're not learning, or you're just reinforcing what you're kind of already good at. So, like I said, time and a place, and there's better ways to learn. And if you want to learn a skill, then you've got to be focused. So, long and short of it, the lesson is stay focused. Listen to the instructor. Don't discuss the technique. Just get through as many techniques as you can, and then the instructor will come around and give you the tuition or little gems of information that you need. Okay? Like I said, it's only a quick short one, and something that I hope you can absorb and take in quickly now. So that will put you in a good state of mind, ready for your next training session. Okay? Hope you enjoyed it, guys. Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye.